Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to mark June the 12th, World Day Against Child Labour, an event which attempts to focus international attention on the problem of children across the world. Children who are forced to work and who have very little or no access at all to education. This yearly initiative is part of a broad international advocacy effort which aims to highlight awareness of the scale of the problem and of the responses required to deal with it, one which this year focuses attention in a special way
on girls.
The exact wording of the theme is "Give girls a chance, end child labour."
But what we're saying on this World Day is we're concerned that some of the progress which has been made during the past 10 years could be at risk.
Patrick Quinn of the International Labour Organization's International Programme on the Elimination of Child Labour is a technical specialist who deals with education. He rings an alarm bell and also explains what the specificity of this issue is when it comes to girls.
Girls are doubly disadvantaged in many settings because they carry the burden of household chores and combine that very often with economic activity. Girls are disadvantaged in terms of access to education, and girls very often are working in hidden work situations, such as in child domestic work, working in households, and the labour is very often not exposed to the outside world, and girls in those situations can be at particular risk.
But the question arises as to where exactly the root of the problem lies.
The root cause of much child labour is in poverty.
By checking statistics regarding this issue, one notices a significant decline in numbers over the past 10 years. So the question arises, at what level has this positive response taken place?
The reason the numbers have been falling are because governments have been taking action, firstly to expand access of children to education. There's been some quite positive progress in this area. And also there's been stronger awareness of the child labour issue internationally, and governments are taking direct action to address some of the issues.
But opportunities have not only been at a government level.
And we also see many employers also taking action, and we work also closely with employers' organisations. So we are seeing progress.
Sadly, it's not all good news. No surprise, given the root of the problem lies, as we've just learnt, in poverty.
But what we're saying on this World Day is we're concerned that some of the progress which has been made during the past 10 years could be at risk at the present time. The financial crisis threatens to push a large number of people into poverty, and we know that when families enter poverty, that puts the education of children at risk. Sometimes children are pulled out of education and sent to work as part of survival strategies, or families cannot afford the cost of education. So we believe that at the present time there is a danger the crisis could actually have a negative impact on child labour, reversing the progress we've been making in the past 10 years, and that at the same time girls could be at particular risk here of being pulled out of school.
Consequently, the problem is magnified in developing countries, as Patrick Quinn specifies.
The large majority of child labour we find in the South Asia region, and the largest absolute numbers of child labourers are in that region because of the huge populations in the countries concerned. But the highest proportionate figure on child labour is in Africa. So there's obviously a direct connection between tackling child labour and broader development issues.
But getting back to girls, we know almost 2 out of every 3 among the illiterate are female. So is anything being done to change that pattern?
Much is being done to address this. And in the last 10 years, there has been some significant progress. But we still see that almost 55% of the children not enrolled in primary school are girls. And at secondary education, the disparities are greater. And we also know that in many cultures, there's more value placed on the education of the boy than the girl. And that's unfortunately just too common. We see in many cultures a view that investing in the education of girls, or a girl who may go on to be married outside the family, move on to another family, is seen as less important than the investment in the education of a boy. And it's for this reason that we highlight, in particularly on the World Day this year, the vulnerability of girls at this time of crisis. Because if a poor family has two children in school, and a boy and a girl, and they have to make a choice between which child continues in education, in too many situations, it may be that the girl is more vulnerable to being pulled out of school than the boy. But of course, in reality, investing in girls for communities is a very good investment, because all the development indicators show that, you know, girls who receive an education are more likely to in turn send their own children to school, and they will benefit in a number of ways in terms of their own development, and it will benefit the communities and it will benefit the societies.
More specifically, what is the ILO's project in this regard?
The ILO's programme on the elimination of child labour is one of the largest technical programmes within the ILO, and we have operations in almost 90 countries around the world, and we're working at two levels in those countries. We're working both with individual children and communities to help remove children from some of the most dangerous forms of child labour by providing education and training alternatives. And at the same time, we're working with governments and other partners on policy issues. So to look at the broader policy issues in relation to education and training and employment policies, which need to be addressed as part of a comprehensive package.
My thanks there go to Patrick Quinn of the International Labour Organization, who shared this information with my colleague Lydia O'Kane. My thanks go to her as well. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.